B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us right
now. From Beasley Media Group Station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
Got to get up.
Welcome to the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get
up. Hey.
Got to get up.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
With a touch of a button, I have Roy and Loren on the show this morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning, everybody.
So happy to be here.
March 26th. And by the way, before I say the date, I should give you the day. My neighbor, who has been home with her kids and working from home, thought yesterday was Tuesday.
I think I did too. When we were getting ready for today's show yesterday, I was like, wait, isn't tomorrow Wednesday?
Yeah, no. Today is Thursday, people. And you're 2 hours away from the official lockdown orders here in Mecklenburg County. And we're going to have Mayor Vi Lyles on at 8:30 this morning to discuss how it's working so far.
Yeah. Although, you know, I'm so interested because the decision was made by the county and she's part of the city. So how does that intertwine?
So, I'm sure they all work together.
So, yeah. And I think the mayor is a nice get tomorrow because obviously the city is the epicenter of the county. And yeah. Like, I have questions about like, how are we cleaning buses? You know, how are we cleaning, you know, facilities around the city? How are we going to be ready to go when we come out of this? Like, they've got to be planning that.
How are you guys, the city, getting cleaning supplies? Because I can't find nothing anywhere.
That's a good question. Let me write that one down. I'm taking
that's
that.
Still my question.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Roy got the Good Question Award the other day.
I did. Who was it? Who said I had a good question?
I forget who. Oh, yeah. Our psychologist.
Psychologist, yeah.
Yeah, Dr. Gondor.
He told me how great of a question it was, and I was like, yeah, got one.
How about your day in 30 seconds? What'd you do yesterday, Ren?
We were preparing for our, like, official lockdown, so we did grocery store yesterday. We had to run to the hardware store. Cash made a bunch of cards again for Operation Kids Care.
Nice.
And that was pretty much it. It was a low-key but very busy day at home.
Do we have that video, Nicole, producer Nicole, up of Cash making the cards for Operation Kids Care? Let's put it up today so everybody could go see Operation Kids Care. If you didn't hear about it, we'll tell you about that coming up here in just a little bit. But it is a really cool thing that we're doing. What about you, Roy?
So I'm officially quarantined in my home from doctor's orders. And I'm not sick, by the way. I had so many wonderful messages saying, hey, Roy, I hope you're not sick. I'm not sick. It's just I have very low immune system. There's medications I take that compromises my immune system. And evidently now is the time where I need to kind of be staying indoors. But with that being said, I'm never leaving the house. And so yesterday was my first day experiencing that because typically we'd go to the radio station, come home at the normal time. And I've experienced my body feeling different. Let me give you an example. I now have the sudden urge to do number two at weird times, like in the middle of the show, because I'm in the comfort of my home. Whereas if I'm at the radio station, I don't have that urge.
So your body schedule's off.
Yeah. So button and run.
I had to do that yesterday. It was like 8-something, and I'm like, oh, boy, I got to go. So my whole system's off.
That's funny. Good.
What's going on with you?
Yesterday, I noticed something. I noticed that as if we don't judge each other enough as human beings, you know, what are you wearing? You know, Roy, you said you've been judged for your weight before. You know, people judge everybody. I realized yesterday I'm judging people's social distancing and whether or not they're doing a good enough job just by looking 100%. At people. And yesterday I saw at my in my subdivision where I live, I saw a man giving an estimate. He was a heating and air guy, and he was all the way down on the sidewalk, and the homeowner was on the, like, the porch of the house. They were probably 20 feet apart from each other, and I wanted to honk on my horn and flash on my lights because I felt so proud of those two. Yeah. And then I turn the street, and I see two neighbors standing on top of each other, one's got a bottle of wine and is handing it to the other one. And I'm like, no, leave the wine on the driveway and she'll come get it, honey.
Yep. Yep. Well, and the companies are doing really, so I had a leak in my roof yesterday and I called a roofing company and they told me, hey, we don't want to come in your house. We're going to try to do everything outside of your house. If we do need to talk to you, we're going to be 10 feet. Their rule was 10 feet.
Good.
Not the
That's
6
good.
Feet, 10 feet.
I was like, I forgot to include this in my day in 30 seconds, but I had a really, really sweet friend. She didn't even tell me she was coming. She just dropped something on my porch yesterday, and I saw her getting in her car and leaving. And I was like, who is that? I was like, what is that, Barb? And I went downstairs, and she left me two, like, little cookies on the front porch that say, wash your hands, and I love you, but stay 6 feet away from me.
That's funny.
That's funny. Is it Barb the one that you do the podcast with?
Yes, we do Mommyhood and Menopause together.
Yeah, and so you could find that on kiss951.com. Laurent has a podcast with another mom.
She's a little bit older than I am, though. And we're trying to figure out how to record together. Well, the whole premise of this is, you know, I'm in my mommyhood and she's going through menopause. So that's why we're
going through menopause. It should be called the Cougar and MILF podcast.
Yeah.
Subtitles.
Yeah.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1, it's the Manny Roy and Laurent Morning Show. So we have something called Operation Kids Care. If you haven't heard about it, we need your help. So the kids are home from school, and you don't want them to, you know, just be rampant with their own schedule. And you want them to have activities. You want them to do things. And so we thought it'd be a really cool idea for the kids to write wonderful notes and wonderful cards for the elderly inside assisted living and nursing facilities. You know, they can't see people. They're not even allowing their own family inside those facilities because of COVID-19. So you can write them wonderful cards.
Yeah, it's I would imagine pretty lonely when you can't see any of your family or friends. You know, you have to do it through a window or whatnot. So that's why we want them to know that we're thinking about them. And Mani's son, Dean, and producer Nicole birthed this idea, and now we're all trying to come up with 1,000 cards to deliver to these nursing homes. Well, Cash worked on a couple last night too, so I think we're up to like 15 cards. And then we will ask you to send them to us at the radio station. We will disinfect them and then send them along to the nursing homes.
Yeah, and they don't have to be huge cards. Like, we did ours on, construction paper. But you can make them small enough to fit a couple in an envelope and just mail them here. We're not asking to pay $20 in postage to send all the letters to 1520 South Boulevard. And all the details are up at kiss951.com. Producer Nicole, just checking in. How are we doing on our trip to 1,000 cards, if you would please?
That's a really good question. I know that I'm close to 200 right now.
Wow, good for you.
Nice. And we still haven't received any from our soldiers out there who are helping us?
Yeah, no, not yet. Just because I think today will be the first day that we'll get our first shipment. But also, I just wanted to touch, it's also super important because, like, for my grandmother's nursing home right now, they are getting their meals in their room. So not only can they not accept visitors, but they can't even talk to their friends inside their homes. Wow. Like, they're just isolated to their one room. And, I mean, mental health is important no matter what age you're at.
It's a great point. Yeah. And there's nothing sweeter than somebody who is sitting in their room getting a card. And I think what makes it so sweet is it's from someone they don't know. I they get cards from their family. They'll get birthday cards and stuff. But to know that someone else out there, a third party, is caring and thinking about them is amazing. It's called MRL Show's Operation Kids Care. All the information is at kiss951.com. But quite honestly, 1520 South Boulevard, you know, attention, Operation Kids Care, MRL Show, whatever you put, just make sure we get them and we'll hand them out.
Yesterday on the show, we had Commissioner Susan B. Hardin with Mecklenburg County on the show, and she was breaking down everything about this stay-at-home order, which goes in effect in less than 2 hours from now. We are going to air that interview and find out what's going on, why is it going on, and how it's going to impact you in 5 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Laurent on KISS 95.1.
We're going to talk to Susan B. Hardin, who's a county commissioner for District 5. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Manny. Thank you for having me on today.
Yeah, no problem. What a busy, first of all, what a busy last couple weeks for you guys. But definitely, specifically, the last 12 hours has been really busy for you guys with the stay-at-home order put into effect. Why don't we start there and tell us why you guys decided to put that into effect for Mecklenburg County?
Well, just so you know, Manny, the Mecklenburg County commissioners, our job is to protect the public health. And we know that the best thing that we can do right now is really encouraging social distancing, where we're trying to get people to really stay at home and avoid unnecessary contact so we can reduce the rate of spread of the coronavirus. So we've looked at across the nation in terms of what California and New York and other places did to really reduce the spread and minimize what potential outbreak there could be. And it was like, you got to do this stay-at-home order. Really, this is what we got to do. We didn't want to do it, but we know that if we do this, it will save lives and make a big difference.
Susan B. Hardin from District 5, a Mecklenburg County Commissioner, joining us after the stay-at-home order was put in place yesterday. How did you guys come up with the three-week April 21st as the date when you guys would reassess the situation?
Well, we know that just where we are in the timeline, you can see that California is having their outbreak. New York is having their outbreak. We know that probably our outbreak will happen in the next 2 weeks. And so by that point, we will know like whether this has really worked or not, or what impact this is having. We'll know if we're kind of past the storm. And so if we felt like we'd know, we'd have good information in 3 weeks. If this was working.
I love that you guys have decided not to call it the shelter in place order. You're calling it the stay at home order.
Yeah, believe it or not, shelter in place has like this legal definition. So shelter in place, actually, if there's like a nuclear disaster, people shelter in place where they run into wherever they are and stay put. Stay at home is meant to have more of a, less of a catastrophic.
Yes, I agree.
And the idea is that if someone is sick, you still can take them chicken soup. I mean, the idea is not that you should go outside and exercise.
This isn't a lockdown.
This is not a lockdown. But what it is like a call to action that, hey, folks, we're serious. And so that pickup basketball game, not a good idea. Hey, that, you know, the bloodies in the driveway, not a good idea. You know, this is
I live in Union County, though, so I'm not under that particular order. No, I'm joking. Hey, listen, we're all taking this serious, and we're all social distancing ourselves, and we've been doing it for a couple weeks. We've been preaching it on the air, Commissioner Hardin, and I think it's really important, and I'm glad that you guys did this yesterday, quite honestly. Roy and Loren are joining us now from their homes as well. Go ahead, Loren. You had a question?
Yeah, it's a text message coming in, Susan. They want to know, 336 wants to know how this is different, the stay-at-home order, as opposed to what we were already doing.
So what this does is it changes the number. One of the things we've said is that people are very confused is there a safe number? Is it 100? Is it 50? Is it 10? You should know that this virus can spread to one person, okay? So there really isn't a safe number. What we are trying to do is reduce the impact of the spread. And so the fewer people you can come in contact with, the better. So, I mean, what we've said in this order is the number, you should not be in a group larger than 10. And so that really impacts things like there were some churches that were still going on, and there were some. So this really kind of gives clarity in terms of a number. It's still not, you can still spread the virus, but it reduces the spread. And so that's helpful. The other thing it does is that, I mean, it gives some enforcement. So, I mean, now, you know, if the sheriff drives by a group, he can say, hey, break that up kind of thing. This isn't meant to be a punitive thing, but this empowers, you know, officials to be able to kind of enforce it in a way that's, again, not meant to be punitive, but, you know, it provides some mechanism to be able to do that.
Commissioner Hardin from the District 5 Mecklenburg County Board on with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Can we keep you for like another, can you give us five more minutes, or do you have to run?
I'm all yours. Yes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Susan Harden. Susan B. Harden. Very official.
Yeah. Thank you.
District 5 Mecklenburg County Commissioner. Go ahead, Roy. You had a question, and we got lots of text messages. So thank you, Commissioner Harden, for holding on. We'll try and knock out some of these questions that people have with the stay-at-home order.
Yeah, so with the stay-at-home order, let's say someone's job is not essential, but their boss is still making them come into work. What should they do?
So if there's any issue like that, they should reach out to their county commissioner, and we will help resolve that issue. So I would encourage them to either reach out to their council person, city council person, or county commissioner, and we'll help resolve this issue as it relates to employers.
We have a text message from 980, and they want to know, they say, if I live in Union County and I need to get to another county, Iredell County to be specific, I won't be pulled over and charged if I'm driving through Mecklenburg County, will I?
Absolutely not. So, again, this isn't about people pulling you over and you know, it being a very negative situation, a kind of a police state. This is not this. This is just really trying to emphasize how critical it is, when possible, that people stay home. So I don't want people to think that coming through Mecklenburg County is like, you know, driving through a police state and that there are going to be police at the borders of our county. It's literally not going to be like that. What it is going to be, though, is if that people are congregating or if businesses are staying open and they shouldn't be, you will, you know, you could very well be asked to change your behavior.
I noticed a lot of young people were in groups of 7, 10, walking all throughout Charlotte. And when you look at the stats, over 50% of the people that have this virus are younger people.
In Mecklenburg County.
What we're learning about this virus is that it doesn't discriminate. It hits everybody. And so young people especially have to be careful.
District 5 Commissioner Susan Harden, Susan B. Harden joining us. Where is District 5, by the way?
So this is South Charlotte. So this is, near South Park Mall.
Okay. All right. Questions coming in, and a lot of people are texting this one. You know, we are in a construction boom right now in the Carolinas, specifically in Mecklenburg County. Is construction on offices called off for 3 weeks?
No, I mean, so basically, first employers have to make social distancing a part of their, they have to change the way they do business, but construction is not completely shut down. In fact, construction is one of those essential services that we need in our community to keep it going. So we're saying to employers, do everything you can to, you know, not have a congregant lunch site and, you know, to make sure that people are really, you train people in terms of social distancing. But no, construction is not shut down.
How about the airport?
Airports is open and similar kind of situation. We're asking people not to congregate, but our airport is open.
Wow, thank you.
So Manny, I just want to say that can I give some numbers for people, telephone numbers, if they have other questions? We have a hotline, a stay-at-home help hotline. So if people want to have questions specifically like the person who said, my employer's giving me a hard time or any of those kind of things, they can call this number. It's the Mecklenburg County Stay-at-Home Helpline. It's 704-353-1926. That's 704-353-1926. And I also want to say, Manny, that the MRL Morning Show audience is fantastic. And we know that when we get through this, we're going to need volunteers and relief efforts. So I just hope that your audience knows that when we get on the other side of this, that people are going to need help. And so, you know, there's lots of ways that people can connect to relief efforts. And so you do have a great audience, and just want to encourage them that once we get past this stay in place, that we're going to need all hands on deck to provide relief.
Great. Well, thank you so much. That's Susan B. Harden. Thank you so much for joining the Manny Roy on the Rim Morning Show.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. You should run for office. You speak very well in public, by the way.
Please, sir. I want some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our KISS95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So, Roy, you are in charge of bringing good news in the middle of all this craziness to us, both news locally and nationally.
Yeah, you know, we're hearing all these companies that are now stepping up to make masks because there's a shortage of the protection equipment for the doctors and nurses who's trying to fight coronavirus. But a local distillery is also giving back. They're making hand sanitizers.
So they stopped making drinking alcohol and made medical alcohol.
Yep. Yep, that's exactly what they're doing. It's Doc Porter's in Lower South End can't be open to the public right now, so they're putting their distillery to good use by making hand sanitizers for their first responders.
That's great.
That's great, yeah. Louis Vuitton, like the parent company behind the luxury brand Louis Vuitton, they stopped making perfumes and started making hand sanitizers for France. So that's cool that we have like a local company here that is trying to do that as well.
Now, Roy, can we go and post up at the bar? Like we were getting a drink, and instead of getting drinks, they could fill our glass with sanitizer.
Oh my gosh! You know that would be the busiest bar in the Queen City.
I know.
You can't find hand sanitizer anywhere.
No, and you also can't congregate, so you know that's off limits. But that's really cool. And I also saw Loren and Roy Nike is getting into the face mask game.
That's really good.
Yeah.
If you know any good news going on with the business in your area, let us know. Send me a DM, Texas Studio. We'd love to know so we can shout them out. We want to shout out all the businesses that are doing good things to help each other out here in the Carolinas.
Can I throw a shout out?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
I want to shout out to all the teachers. My kids go to school. My oldest son, Dean, goes to school in Union County. And the teachers there have been absolutely amazing. Now, he's in the first grade and misses his classmates, misses his teachers. And Loren and Roy, when I tell you yesterday that the teachers did a parade through the neighborhood from their individual cars, like 25 cars deep, and teachers all over both Union, Mecklenburg, and I'm sure the other counties are doing it. Some of them are getting police escorts, which is really, really cool because what you do is you send the kids outside to your home. You're still socially distancing from your neighbors. You sit on your driveway. You make signs, and you go by, and you wave to your teachers, and the teachers wave back to you. I wasn't there. I didn't see it. I had to pick up my my daughter from the nanny, but Amanda said like a tear came to her eye.
Oh,
wow.
I have a friend who is like a literary facilitator at Greenway Park Elementary School, and she has started YouTubing her reading books to kids and putting that up for their students as well, which I thought was really cool. I just did a blog about it. It's actually up at kiss951.com, and you can watch her read aloud to your kids if you need a little entertainment.
Yeah, teachers, you guys are absolutely amazing, and thank you so much for doing what you do, not only during the regular school year, but you're going above and beyond. Like, I'm pretty sure Dean's teacher drove down from Huntersville to come to Waxhaw to do the parade.
Wow.
They're not paying for her gas, you know?
Yeah.
And then what about the teachers that try and get into Loren's neighborhood? Does anybody have the gate code? Can they do it?
No,
right?
They can't.
Yeah. I do not live in a gated community.
Okay.
You don't. There's just big gates that if they do close, you know.
Not even COVID-19 is closing those things.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So we're doing something called Operation Kids Care. Because of COVID-19, elderly and assisted living in nursing homes, they can't see their families. They can't see guests. They can't. We just found out today they sometimes can't even interact with people even in their own building. So their own friends in the facility they can't even interact with. And they're lonely. And we want to help them. So we are asking you to enlist your kids in writing cards, mailing them to us. We'll sanitize the cards, and we'll give it to the people inside the assisted living facilities.
And then they'll re-sanitize to their standards, and then they'll hand them out to people who are in these, you know, these senior living facilities. And like Nicole said earlier this morning, these seniors are being quarantined to their room. They're not even allowed to go into their community room and gather. So you can imagine how bored they are mm-hmm. and how difficult it must be for them during these times.
And it kind of...
Go ahead, Loren.
Go ahead, Manny. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, it just gives the kids something to do, and then it helps our seniors who are needing a little extra care right now. Quite honestly, mental health is big for them as well.
Yeah, we got a DM from someone who said, I just wanted to thank you guys for doing your Operation Kids Care. I have 2 kids, 5 and 8, and a grandparent who's in a care facility. And I know how hard it is for both groups to stay sane during these crazy times. She says, my kids are on a mission to write 10 cards a day for a week. And they're doing like a creative no screen time. So that's their little thing. And they also said that when their kids heard that older people were having, you know, no visitors.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
They said, oh, that's just like our Gigi. We want to help. So she wrote in and said, thank you guys for doing what you're doing in the community.
Yeah. I mean, if you have kids who are looking for a creative outlet, instead of just scribbling on a piece of paper, which is totally fine, and then throwing that paper away, just slap a name on the scribble and quite honestly, mail it to us.
Yep. Yeah, We do have the address posted up at kiss951.com, but it's 1520 South Boulevard, Suite 300. And I think it's so impactful. And by the way, you don't even have to be a kid. Let's say you're an adult. You can write cards as well. My mom was even writing cards for these people that are trapped. I'm going to use the term trapped inside their rooms.
Yeah, we're trying to get to 1,000 here in the next couple weeks. If we can hand out 1,000 cards to both North and South Carolina care facilities, that would be amazing. Roy, where can people watch us? Because while you're sitting at home right now, or maybe you're out getting your last minute supplies if you're in Mecklenburg County because you're about an hour away from your stay at home orders for the next 3 weeks, wrap your head around that for a minute.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, just to be clear, I don't want people to be confused in what you just said. The grocery stores and essential supplies will be accessible during the stay at home order. You don't need to rush out and you don't need a hoard.
Right.
You will be allowed to travel for that.
But I wonder
pharmacies will be open, hardware stores will be open. You'll still be allowed to get things that you need.
But I wonder if people are getting to work this morning, grabbing their stuff
and maybe getting out.
I don't know. Maybe you should have done that yesterday, but I'm just thinking the clock's ticking and it's gonna be kind of weird to have this stay at home.
What happens at 8 a.m. do you think? A massive alarm goes off?
Maybe.
It's like a purge? What?
Attention. Oh, attention. You are. And by the way, the list of things you're allowed to do is so typical to your daily activities. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the warning is like, you may do the following. Everything. You may not go to work.
But no, you can actually watch us. So we thought it'd be a good idea because I'm in my home studio, social isolating here. Lorenz in her home studio. Manny, you're in your own studio, actually at the radio station by yourself alone. So we're all separated. And we still want you to be able to be part of the show. And so we want you to be able to see us. So we're on Facebook Live. If you look up Kiss95.1 Mornings on Facebook or Kiss95.1 on Facebook, you'll be able to find the video there where you can actually see us, all the different locations that we're in, and you can interact with us.
Yeah, it's a cool thing to do. We'll try and do this as long as we can to keep you guys entertained, because that's why we're here. That's why Nicole's here. That's why I'm here. That's why Roy and Lorenz set up studios at home. You know, it's our job to try and put a smile on your face and at the same time deliver information that's important. And based on what the feedback we're getting from you guys is, you're enjoying it. So we'll keep doing it. We'll keep doing it. Speaking of kids and our Operation Kids Care project, I wonder if there's parents out there who are doing your meetings from home, you're doing your work from home, and these pesky kids are getting in the way of your conference calls and your video meetings. Like, do you think, I'm sure mom and dad out there somewhere along the lines had to be like, hold on 1 second. No, I said no candy. No, don't put the stickers on the dog. Sorry, guys. Can you give me a minute? We're all trying to figure this out.
Poor Dallas goes through that in the afternoon. Yeah. You know, I'm lucky enough to, you know, we're done working by like 12 o'clock most days. And then Dallas, you know, Cash comes home from school on a normal basis and is like ankle biting while he's on this call.
Let's dive into this conversation and have you guys get involved too. We'll do it coming up in less than 10 minutes. We'll have some fun with the kids and your homework projects, how it's working for you.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
The honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
To hear from you at 704-570-9595. Have the kids interrupted your meetings? You know, everyone's working from home. They're doing video conferences, telephone conferences. It actually just kind of happened for me. You know, we're on Facebook Live. You can watch all of us. I'm in my home studio. Lorraine's in her home studio. Mania's back in the studio, and we're up on Facebook Live. If you look up Kiss 95.1 Mornings, and my child, my dog Callie, busted the door open and jumped in my arms, and she was in the middle of our live feed, and it kind of disrupted. But I'm sure the kids are interrupting you, so give us a phone call.
By the way, I just found this. This is so funny because, you know, I was scouring the internet like we always do to try and find things to talk about and you know, to bring conversation to you guys. And when I went to Yahoo about kids and video messaging, they have a list of the number one, well, it's actually the top five things that parents who are staying at home working have to deal with when it comes to their kids.
What's some of them?
All right, well, I'll clean up a spill while on a conference call or doing a video message where you have to say, hold on one second, my kids just spilled milk on the floor, and now they're going to splash in it.
Yeah.
Settle an argument between siblings.
Oh my gosh. You know, I have to, my sister does it all the time. I'll be on the phone with her and I'll just hear her go, hang on a second. And you just hear her going, no, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then she'll get back on the phone and then about 10 minutes will go by and then pandemonium will break out again.
You could text us. You could call us. Roy and Lorraine, even though they're working remotely from their homes, they could still hear you guys. They would love to talk to you on the phone, 704-570-9595. Had the kids interrupt your meetings. Even if it's not, like, new, maybe you're someone who's been working at home for a long time and you could just share a funny story. That'd be great for us this morning. Discipline. They have to discipline the kids. That's also on the list.
Yeah.
Change a diaper.
Speakerphone.
Yeah, I mean,
you don't tell anyone that either. You just secretly do it.
But if you're in a video chat and your kid has a mess in their diaper, like we change Ruby really quick. You don't want it to sit around in there. So you have to go, give me one sec. I'm still listening. I'm just going to change your diaper.
I have to take Cash to the bathroom, you know, when we're like all chatting or if I'm like talking to somebody on the phone. And I know that's like you can hear the change in voice when you go into an echoey bathroom.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I like the whole diaper changing thing. And you like, because Roy, after you change the diaper, you put it into a bag so it doesn't smell up your garbage.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I like those figures. I think those figures are good. That's a ripe one. Yeah, let's double back on that.
That's a ripe one.
You know, you're trying to bring sanity from your home life to your work appointments. And another thing on the list, the last one on the list, these are things that parents are having to deal with while on video calls is fixing food for their kids. Getting food. Because even if you make a sandwich, Lorraine, you know this. You make something, you put the kids down, they sit and eat, they get up immediately, and they want something else that you didn't deliver to them.
Yeah, not only that, but you're like clanking around in the kitchen too. Dallas was on a conference call the other day. Maybe I'm the kid, and I went to go get a piece of red velvet cake, and he looked at me and he was like, "Really? Right now?"
802 texted in and said, "I'm a nanny. My boss is working from home right now. She walked in yesterday and said that some of her coworkers are caring for infants while doing calls." And they're just totally overwhelmed. And she was so glad that she has a nanny. Lorraine, you feel the same way, like this, that live-in au pair of yours.
Yeah.
Paying off.
Very convenient currently.
My conference call yesterday, 803, texted and said, my cat did the longest meow. It got silent and everyone busted out laughing. Then one of my colleagues said, okay, take a minute. Give that cat some attention. She needs you. Aw. a lot of text messages coming in from kids. My child took off his clothes and ran into a video conference right behind me when my CEO was on. He rarely ever does video conference calls. He laughed and said, "This is the world we're in now." That's what I love to hear.
It is the world.
You gotta have a personality.
Do you guys remember the guy on CNN that was doing it from home, and his kid came in, and he thought he was like pushing him
out of the frame?
Out of the frame, but it wasn't out of the frame. It was full frame, and you just saw him pushing his kid.
Yeah, well, we're glad to hear that work is okay with people parenting and working from home. You know, like we said, we're all figuring it out, man. There's no playbook to when every single person in the country is doing the same thing you are, you know?
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On KISS 95.1.
All right, Loren, are you ready to play from your closet/studio?
I am. I told you I put my stilettos on every day.
Yes.
Just for this segment.
Stiletto power. This is Amanda in Charlotte. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
All right, throw her out of her closet in her stiletto so we can play.
Get out of there, Loren. I'm ready to play.
All right, I'm going.
All right, yesterday at this time, Roy, we dropped out because there was a internet outage all across the city.
All right, let's hopefully that doesn't happen.
Let's get better results.
Gone. She cannot hear us.
All right, Amanda, you played one time before. How'd you do?
Tied.
Four. Okay, Lori Loughlin's demanding the college cheating case against her be thrown out. They were in court yesterday claiming misconduct by the government. What iconic show do we know her from?
Full House.
Salons just closed here, hair salons, but they've been closed in Hollywood for weeks, and now Kevin Hart's admitting that he's embracing his gray hair. Kevin Hart starting the remake of this Robin Williams movie.
Ooh.
Three.
Dr. Doolittle? That's not Robin Williams, though. I don't know.
Okay. Mindy Irwin and her fiancé got married before Australia's lockdown was put into effect. They exchanged vows right before the government instituted a curfew. Mindy's the daughter of the crocodile hunter, whose real name is?
Steve Irwin.
Question four. Kylie Jenner donated $1 million to the coronavirus relief efforts. Good for her. Who is her baby daddy?
Travis Scott.
And question five, Tiger King star Joe Exotic is suing the government for millions of dollars. That show, Tiger King, streams on what service?
Netflix, and it's insane.
I have not got into it. My wife and I are super excited for this weekend, and I kind of feel wild. Like that question is already somewhat of a spoiler. I don't know, but all right, Loren, come on. I'm waving my arm so she could see the light.
Loren's back in.
Okay.
Arlerman, our friend Amanda only got four correct, so it's going to be a tough battle.
Okay. Right.
She got four correct last time she played. Let's see how you do, Loren. Lori Loughlin's demanding the college cheating case against her be thrown out. They were in court yesterday claiming misconduct by the government. Which iconic show do we know Lori Loughlin from?
Full House.
That is correct. It's 1-1.
And salons are closed here, the hair salons, but they've been closed in Hollywood for weeks. And Kevin Hart's admitting that he's embracing his gray hair at this point. Kevin Hart was in the remake of what Robin Williams movie?
Mm.
Three?
I don't know.
Mm.
It's not Jumanji.
Neither did Amanda didn't know that.
No. So that's incorrect, Loren.
What was it?
The correct answer was...
It is Jumanji.
Jumanji.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I
see it now.
You see it now?
Yeah.
You see it with the big hat on?
1-1, we're tied.
Mindy Irwin and her fiancé got married before Australia's lockdown went into effect. They exchanged vows right before the government instituted a curfew. Bindi's the daughter of the crocodile hunter, whose real name is?
Steve Irwin.
That is correct. 2-2, tied.
I thought we had you. Kylie Jenner donated $1 million to the corona relief efforts. Who is her baby daddy?
Travis Scott.
That is correct. It is 3-3.
All right, let's see if we can't get a win out of you, Amanda. Tiger King star Joe Exotic is suing the government. That show airs on what streaming service?
Netflix. I haven't watched it yet, but I keep seeing it.
That is correct, Loren. Final score, 4-4. It's a tie. You have 84 wins.
Amanda, another time. Sorry, you know what we want to hear.
Hi, Mom. This is Amanda, and I can't beat Loren, but I did tie her twice.
That's right. Now, Jumanji got us. Both of us.
Yep.
All right. Have a great day, Amanda. Stay safe,
okay?
Thank
you.
All right.
The Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Hey, Amy, welcome to War of the Roses. You sent us an email and said that you think your boyfriend, Justin, is cheating on you. What is happening that's causing you to believe that?
Hey, it's so weird to be doing this because I've obviously heard this. People do this, and I was like, I hope I'm never in this much doubt where I need this kind of help, but this is a code red. My boyfriend Justin and I, we've been seeing each other for 3 years, and he's recently brought up the idea of taking it to the next level and getting engaged.
Ooh, okay, that's nice.
And obviously I'm, you know, really excited. But by his, like, computer area, I was...
What'd you see?
Credit card charges for a really, really skeezball hotel, motel, I guess, is what, you know, like a $35 hotel, $30, something like that.
Okay. How do you know it's not just, like, a charge? I mean, does he, if he travels for work, maybe it's like a food charge or something.
Yeah.
Not in town. It's an in-town charge for a skeezy motel, and... Mm. Then there's dinner at a restaurant. I don't even want to say which one it was, but it's sort of in that area. And then flowers at a flower shop.
Hmm. Interesting.
And I have not received any flowers from Justin in, I can't remember when.
How long ago were these charges?
Recent, within the month.
Are you the one that initiated the conversation about getting engaged, or was he?
No. He did. So that's where I'm just like, wait a second. What is a skeezy motel room doing on his credit card along with, you know, dinner?
Yeah.
You know let's not question
flowers?
It anymore. Like let's just get to it. Let's call him. I mean, you've got enough here. Roy, dial up Justin.
Yeah.
Hey, here we go.
Don't say anything until we find out what he puts on the card.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Justin, please.
This is he. Who's this?
Hi, Justin. My name's Nia. I'm calling from Flowers for You, and I'm calling today because I have your name and number here as the winner of our monthly Instagram tag contest. One of your friends tagged you on our post, and I now have a dozen beautiful red roses for you to send to someone you love.
Oh, like for free?
Absolutely free. No delivery charge. All I would need was the name of the person, and we ask that you tell a friend about our services.
Oh. Oh, wow. It's my lucky day. Okay, cool. Let's see. Who do I want? Okay. Could you send it to a girl named Tiffany? But can you specifically, instead of just putting Tiffany, could you put to my Tiffy Bear?
You would like the card to be addressed to Tiffy Bear?
Yes.
And what would you like to put on Tiffy Bear's card?
Just, you know, to my Tiffy Bear from Justin. You know, just kind of short and sweet.
Okay. Is this a girlfriend just for our own market research?
Kind of.
It's complicated. Just started dating.
Hold on a minute. Just stop it.
We're holding.
I've heard enough.
Wait. Yeah?
Are you serious? Justin!
Amy, is that you? Wait, Amy.
Is it me? Of
course. Wait, what's going on?
Yes?
This is War of the Roses on Kiss 95.1. It's the MRL Morning Show.
We catch cheaters, and you just sent the flowers to the wrong person, clearly.
And Amy heard everything, that whole entire conversation, Justin.
You know, it's so funny. This is just your knee-jerk. It's just a knee-jerk dozen roses. It wasn't even like, let me think about the love of my knee-jerk that I have at home that I just talked about getting married to. Are you knee-jerk serious? Idiot.
Amy, I'll ask if...
She's a friend.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Justin, who is Tiff Bear?
She's a friend.
Who is Tiff Bear?
Amy, she's a friend.
Justin, are you serious?
Wow.
Really? You think I'm that dumb? I may have blonde hair, dude, but I don't think so.
Okay, everybody just take a breather.
All right. Yes, let's find out some answers here.
Now,
the reason why we're doing War of the Roses. Amy, hold on a second.
Okay.
It is not funny.
Everyone just take a breath. Let's reset here. Justin, who's Tiffy Bear?
She's a friend of mine.
Okay.
Well, if we're looking for answers, he can't do that, Amy. He's got to give us answers.
She's a good friend.
I mean,
Justin, why would you send a good friend flowers?
By the way, we saw the motel bill.
She found weird charges on your credit card bill. Were you at the hotel with Tiffany? You might as well just come clean with Amy.
Come on. Of course he was. Are you serious? I know all of his friends, and there's no Tiffy Bear. Why would you even call somebody Tiffy Bear? Are you crazy? You're crazy, dude. Oh, my gosh. I'm done.
Okay.
I'm so done.
All right.
I'm sorry.
I am done. I am done. Listen to me. I am done. Do you hear me? I am done. 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 I am done.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our KISS95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
We're now 6 minutes into our stay at home order here in Mecklenburg County. Has anybody's life been different?
Besides the fact you've been yelling from the window to the person going to CVS.
By the way, they can still go to the pharmacy, Manny.
Here's the big motorized gate closing around Mecklenburg County. Sorry. Sorry, Gaston County. Union County, we'll see you in 3 weeks. Adios, York. Oh, it's still going. It's a big door. It's got to go around Charlotte. Mecklenburg is a big county.
It is a big county. It's such dramatic.
We are closed.
By the way, you know the mayor's probably listening because she's going to be coming on our show here in about 20 minutes. And she's like, why did I agree to this show?
She's canceled, right?
Why am I coming on this one?
I mean, Nicole, there's no way she's coming on. How are you handling the stay at home, Nicole? We're 7 minutes into it.
My life hasn't changed.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. So on the rap party, Roy, remember when we were reading this like on Tuesday? It's come back into my mind that maybe the sanitizer we have isn't real sanitizer because you bought something called Germ X.
Well, Germ X is a real hand sanitizer, but I bought the alcohol-free Germ X, which, by the way, before we get into this, you're more than welcome to watch us. We're, you know, I'm in my home studio. Lauren and hers. Mandy's in a studio. We're in different locations, so you can still be part of the show. If you look us up on KISS95.1's Facebook page, you can go on Facebook Live there. Now, the hand sanitizer, I'm looking at the back of my bottle, and it has, like, it says isopropyl.
You can't pronounce it.
You know, but it also has, because it's alcohol free, so it doesn't have like the real alcohol. So it has like won't work.
I don't want anything of my ingredients to be called won't work.
That's true, Roy. I'm looking at mine. I have the CVS Pharmacy Advanced Formula Hand Sanitizer here. Yeah. Ingredients include glycerin, myristate, this is fake.
That's really weird. This must be an Italian germ. It says, United? I don't know.
Water, abartendesis, doesn't kill germs.
This is weird. My ingredient says COVID wins. I don't even know.
What does that mean? I don't get it.
What's you a fool?
You a fool.
Mine's got 80% you a fool in it.
It's a new alcohol. Yeah. You a fool. The alcohol-free hand sanitizer. You a fool.
You a fool.
We're 9 minutes into our stay-at-home order, and you two can't keep it together.
No. No. Hey, I'm going back to Union County where I got my freedoms. Y'all are locked up in Met County. But listen, like we said, we're making light of this, and obviously we're trying to put a smile on people's faces and give you information at the same time. But really, if you do not have to leave for 3 weeks, ultimately don't go out. Like maybe one person goes to the store instead of the whole family. Like maybe if your car needs to be fueled up, just fuel up one car and use that one and let the other one sit, especially if you lease like me. I'm resting my car for weeks. months.
Although I'm doing the whole going out turning the car on because I'm afraid the battery will die. You know that move? Where you just turn it on to make sure it works.
But your car is ancient. By the way, Lorraine, that's another thing we talked about the other day that maybe we could bring up on the show later today or tomorrow. Like I'm pretty sure your MacBook is more expensive than Roy's car. If we look at the Kelley Blue Book. And I bet you there's a lot of people out there who are driving something and the iPhone is more expensive than what you're driving.
Probably.
When I start my car, you can hear it go, "Really?" And it just turns on.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right. For all the latest on what's happening with the coronavirus, both locally and nationally, head to kiss95.1.com. You can watch us. We're on right now streaming live video at the MRL show on Facebook.
Yep. Jennifer Martin just said, "I went and sat in my car and pretended to go somewhere." That's how she's handling the quarantine.
Smart, Jen. Why not do that, right? We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and we're going to talk to Lexi. Lexi is one of the people who is amazing and cares for seniors who are in adult care facilities. She works at one facility here in Charlotte. And she's going to come on. And I thought since we started the MRL show, Operation Kids Care, you guys, we should get someone's insight who actually works in the facility and can tell us how meaningful these cards are for people in there.
Okay. Perfect. Let's discuss. Give us a few more minutes.
Hey, guys. I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine on KISS 95.1.
Roy and Lorraine working from home. I'm in the studio. Lorraine's Nicole is in a different studio, so the show is still together. But we're separated by more than 6 feet at all times, and we recommend you guys doing the same. The lockdown is in order, although it's not called a lockdown, just stay-at-home order. Got a lot of text messages coming in about the segment, Roy. What was in your hand sanitizer? You weren't sure it was good enough to work.
Yeah, it's alcohol-free, so like the alcohol substitute is called, and I hope I'm saying it pronounced correctly because of scientific terms, but it's called won't work.
Yeah. Mine's filled with urine idiot.
You're an idiot.
Yeah. Anyway, someone said, 336 said, "I'm due any day, and I've been having bad anxiety since this all started. Thank you for making me laugh." And then someone else said, "So glad you guys are still doing your shows. That sanitizer bit was hilarious. Thanks for the laugh. I'm a receptionist at a law firm, and I put you guys on first thing every morning. You guys are the best."
Aww. Thank you so much.
That's what we're here for. We're trying to give you some normalcy in your life and trying to get you through as much as we can to put a smile on your face. But you guys, this is Lexi. Good morning, Lexi.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing really well. Welcome to the Manny Roy the Rim Morning Show. We wanted to have you on because we're doing this thing called Operation Kids Care, where we're getting kids to fill out cards for people that are living inside assisted living. And you work for an assisted living place.
Oh, wait, hold on, because you're not going to believe this, Roy. She didn't hear anything you said.
Oh,
she didn't hear anything I said?
No, and that was such a beautiful lead-in.
You know what? Another ingredient on my hand sanitizer is you're an idiot. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it's from
Maney's dumb.
Us.
Is that on the sanitizer? Lexi.
Hit right button is a new alcohol.
Everybody heard it, but Roy just wanted to say that you do work inside one of these assisted living places, and maybe you could give us a little insight as to what it's like there right now on a daily basis.
Absolutely. So we've got over 120 residents at Waltonwood Cotswold, and currently they're not able to have any visitors from the outside community unless medically necessary. So their families are unable to come visit, which is very different from the norm. We normally have a ton of families who love to spend time with their loved ones, and right now we're just trying to keep things as lively as possible, keep our residents happy. And I'm actually in charge of doing the activities at the community, so I try to keep everyone as happy as possible. And I think this is a great way for us to get them engaged with the community from a distance. And I really appreciate that you all are doing this program right now.
Yeah, so if you want to be part of this, you can fill out cards. You have your kids fill out cards, mail them to the radio station. We have our address up at kiss95.1.com. We'll then send it over to the assisted living care. Go ahead, Lorraine.
I was just going to ask Lexi, you know, with all these people, they're probably pretty lonely right now in an assisted living facility, because even I would imagine that even though you are isolated in the assisted living facility, that maybe you're keeping people 6 feet away from each other. You're still doing your social distancing inside the facility as well. So what do you think this will mean for them to get a card from somebody from the outside who they're not even related to?
Yeah, absolutely. So our communities, we naturally battle that social isolation and depression aspect in everyday life with these residents. So during this time, they're at an even higher risk for those two things. And I think for them to get those cards is going to bring a smile to their face. I think that it's a great way for them to connect with these children and some of the ones who may be able to write back. It would be a great opportunity for them to meet somebody new and almost make a friend from a distance, which is a really cool opportunity.
Kind of like a little pen pal program that we could get from some of these people. And I also thought the people in the assisted living facilities who can't leave their rooms right now probably go to community areas. Is that right, Lexi?
Currently, we're still allowing them to come to the common areas. We do practice the social distancing of 6 feet apart. And we have the increased sanitation procedures.
Good.
But they are still allowed to come out.
Okay. Because we heard from some other facilities that maybe don't have the ability to do what you guys are doing, that a lot of people are still held up in their rooms. But I love the fact that they can put the cards up. You know, well, who wouldn't love to see a card with a rainbow or, like, you know, my daughter put stickers all over it. She's 19 months old and, you know, Loren's son Cash painted on his card. I mean, it's a little artwork they're getting, too, for their rooms.
Absolutely, yes. I think people don't realize how much of an impact something that small can have. It can make someone's entire day just to get that card. Whether they know the person or not, it really can make a big difference in somebody's life who's feeling lonely or depressed. So I definitely encourage anybody who can participate should do so. I think this is great. You guys are awesome. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you, Lexi. Listen, this is Lexi, who works in an assisted living place in Cotswold. We do have the Mayor Lyles, coming on the radio here in about 5 minutes to talk about the shelter-at-home order that was just announced, that was just in effect 25 minutes ago. Lexi, I've seen on, Instagram, TikTok, it's gone viral, where people are going to assisted living communities and they're talking to their loved ones through the window outside. Is that happening at your facility?
Yes, it did. So I don't know if you all had seen the segment last week. We actually had a resident on the news for her family throwing her a birthday party through the window. Her name's Betty Knox. She turned 99. Last week, and her family decided to have the party in the parking lot, and they sang to her. If you get a chance, you should check it out. It was a really sweet thing that they did.
We will, Lexi. We'll get that information and that video posted up at kiss951.com. That's also where you can get the radio station address to send those cards. We will be dropping them off at the assisted living locations all throughout the Carolinas. So thank you so much, Lexi, for joining the Mandy Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Thank you, guys.
All right. We're going to be right back with Mayor Lyles. She is the mayor here in Charlotte, Vi Lyles, and she's going to join us and tell us what we can expect in the next 3 weeks here from the big city of Charlotte, how they're keeping transportation clean and all that stuff. And any questions you have, you can shoot to her. We'll try and get them on 704-570-9595.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's the Mandy Roy and Loren Morning Show. Joining us is Mayor Vi Lyles.
Good morning, Ms.
Good
Mayor.
Good morning. How are you doing? Good morning.
Good morning.
You and your
We are 34 minutes into the shelter at place. The shelter at home order.
Yes.
And I'm a mess. I'm a mess. My hair's a mess. Everything is different. This is just not working for me, Ms. Mayor.
Maybe.
Well, you know, it's got to work for you, because if it works for you, it's going to work for every other resident in our county. So you got to just step up.
Amen to that. And of course, we're just joking. But yeah, it is. We're 35 minutes into an unprecedented territory for you. Like, when you took office, this pandemic, I mean, how close to your mind are you thinking about something like this happening to our city?
As mayor, I think about our residents every day and all of the people that are here. And I certainly didn't expect this. If you had...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Asked me 2 weeks ago, would we be at this point in time? I wouldn't have been able to imagine it, but we are here, and now we know that we have to be different and do things better and differently. You know, this is the time that we have to work together. The next 3 weeks are so essential because we've got to flatten the curve of this virus. Charlotte is one of more than 12 cities in North Carolina with this proclamation of staying at home, social distancing, and making sure that we have people that will not gather with more than 10 people in any location. So we're a part of a group. I mean, our adjoining county of Cabarrus is doing this today. We're doing it this morning. So in a way, we're all just trying to combat something that we can't see, and we have to fight, and we have to fight together.
Ms. Mayor, I got to ask, how is the cleaning going on for the public transportation? I mean, is this like a daily thing?
Oh, it's more than daily. It's actually more frequently. Every night, all of our public, all of the rails and the rail cars and the buses are thoroughly cleaned. And then they're cleaned throughout intervals. And we are also instituting, I would say, plexiglass to make sure that the driver has more safety considerations. It's important. People ask me, well, why are we still running the buses? Because we have to provide transportation for our healthcare workers. They are the backbone of this effort right now. I just saw something posted, and it said, you should stay at home so that we can stay in the hospital and help you. And so that's why transportation, our buses and our rail system, that's important for us to do. But we are cleaning, and we're following all of the CDC guidelines and the hospital systems. They have been so helpful in advising us on what to do. I have great appreciation for the two great systems that we have in our city.
Mayor Lyles on the phone. And Mayor Lyles, we have a live chat going on Facebook right now, and some people have some questions. Frank in our live chat wants to know if Uber and Lyft will still be running for people who don't have cars and need to get to appointments with their doctors or to the grocery stores.
And we consider transportation to be an essential service, just as you said. Not everybody in the city has a car. And because we're trying to make sure that people stay at home, we've asked people not to visit family just for a social visit. But going to the grocery store, if you need something and your family drops it off at your house, they should do that. Or call Uber or Lyft. I think the idea of having transportation is essential to us being able to keep people in their homes.
And so they will still be running.
Yes.
And Mayor Lyles, I think what you just brought up was a great point. It's something that we've been talking about here this week in particular. Like, the stay-at-home order in Mecklenburg County and soon to be Cabarrus, and I'm sure the other counties will follow too, although the list is large of things that you still can do, go out, get gas, take out food, maybe let's be smart about it, like we've been saying, Mayor, and just maybe one person in the household goes shopping. Maybe one person goes to pick up the food and everybody else stays put. Do you agree?
I agree. You know, I just read something that common sense isn't so common anymore. Well, we're bringing that back. We're going to make common sense common sense. So if you have someone that's a neighbor, or especially for our most vulnerable population of seniors or people with underlying health conditions, just make a phone call, ask them what they need, drop it off at their home, tell them it's there, and let them come out and get it so that they can be protected from this.
What's the plan with the RNC? I know the RNC is the big event that the city's going to have come August. I'm sure you guys are in conversation with the RNC. Is that ultimately going to be our call, or is that the RNC's call on whether or not that event happens?
You know, big events like that, conventions, it's not just the RNC. It's the DNC. It's all the conventions that we've had. The first and foremost priority is to keep people safe.
So what we're going to do is whatever the guidelines are, the regulations that we're under at the time, we're going to follow those. I believe that everyone has to do their part. And whatever the rules are, if we're still in this situation where we're asking people to stay at home, then we're going to do that. And so looking at the 1 in 9 people in this city are employed in the hospitality industry. And most of those folks are now unemployed. I just heard the national news that 3 million people were unemployed as of today across this country. So I don't know what our recovery plan will be, because we've got to get through the crisis to begin recovery. But whatever it is, everyone will follow that.
Well, Mayor Von Lels, thank you so much for joining us here on the Mania Wire on the Rim Morning Show and talking about what the city's doing in response to COVID-19 and about the shelter-at-home order, which has now been 41 minutes in effect. We can't,
all right, stay home, stay healthy.
Yeah, and Miss Mayor, is it Mrs. Mayor or Miss Mayor?
It's Mayor. How about that?
Mayor. Mayor. Okay, two things before we get you off. A, when we get through this, and we will as a city get through this, we all know that. All fly, as the Hornets say, and keep pounding, as the Panthers say, are going to be our themes for this. We want you to come on and play Can't Beat Loren in pop culture trivia, okay? That's going to be something that's going to happen. And then two...
Thank you for making me smile this morning.
You got it. Two,
I'll lose that one.
Don't touch your face, wash your hands, Mayor. We're all trying to do that, and even you have to practice that. We cannot have you get sick.
That's true, and I'm at home this morning making phone calls. I have a family here with grandchildren. I FaceTime with them on a regular basis, but I am not going to go out and spread any kind of possibility of having people get sick because of me.
Great.
Very good. Leading by example. Thank you so much, Mayor, for joining us.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Good information there from the mayor. And you just love hearing someone who's very confident in her answers. You know what I mean? You love hearing someone who says, hey, listen, the RNC, we're thinking about it, but August could be an entirely different story. And quite honestly, what she said, 1 in 9 in people that live in the county are in the hospitality business, which means they're out of work. We've got to stay home so that what we do today affects months later. And if we want to get out of this and get 3 million people across the country back to work and get back into the restaurants and stuff, like, do it today. Stay at home. Let's give 3 weeks to flatten that curve, and then we'll see what's what.
I agree.
Thank you. Well, then maybe you should vote me for mayor.
Oh, well, you better watch out, Lyles. Maney's coming for you.
Don't worry. I think you're okay.
Okay. Oh, that's funny.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Maney, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
Stay-at-home order is in effect until April 21st, which incidentally is 4 days before my birthday. So hopefully we're out and we'll throw a big bash somewhere.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Curve, right?
That would be fun.
Roy, tell people where they can watch the MRL show right now.
We are on Facebook Live. If you look up Kiss 95.1 on Facebook, you can see us all there. It's the whole show. We're all in our different location. Lorraine in her closet. I'm in my guest bedroom. Maney's back in the studio.
Nicole is also here. She's in her studio. We're staying apart from each other, following all the CDC rules and regulations. And I'm happy to report our cleaning crew just came through and wiped down all the knobs on all the doors here and cleaned off the elevator and stuff. They do that on a daily basis. So thanks to everyone who's in the front line doing things like that. The unsung heroes. We so easily talk about the medical professionals who are taking care of us, obviously. But let's not forget the other people who are keeping the medical professionals going by wiping down hospitals and, you know, people that work at grocery stores that are stocking the shelves, and truck drivers, also important.
Yeah, very important.
You know what I love? And by the way, Roy, we are going to get into your whole thing about, because I love the fact that you think that maybe someone's computer is more expensive than your car.
Yeah, especially these MacBooks, man. They're expensive.
Did you get the term COVIDiot? Have you guys seen that floating around? It's a new word.
I have heard
yes,
it.
I love it. I wrote it down. I want to use it.
COVIDiot is someone who is irresponsible with their social distancing. A COVIDiot is someone who maybe has a cold and is going out in public. A COVIDiot is someone's uncle, according to this DM that we got. I was at the store getting much needed milk and produce. And when I was there trying to buy rolls of paper towels, my uncle, who I called a COVIDiot, said, you don't need to use toilet paper when you have paper towels at home. And I told my uncle who I was shopping for that you need to have the toilet paper, obviously. He goes, no, after you wipe your hands with the paper towels, just put them in the bathroom and use it as toilet paper. I give you a COVID-iot.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to flush those down the commode either.
No.
And you shouldn't be wiping yourselves with that stuff either. Like, once you wash your hands and you wash and dry them off, get rid of that. You know, get rid of that stuff. What else did we... Oh, there's also a lot of trading going on.
You mean like, hey, I'll give you a pack of toilet paper for Lysol wipes type of thing?
My neighborhood yesterday, we did social distancing, socializing.
Right.
And somebody needed toilet paper, and they work for a plastic surgeon, and they said jokingly, half off augmentations if anyone gives us a roll of toilet paper. And all the ladies in the neighborhood were ready, running to their houses.
Pick me.
Yeah.
Well, I saw where Queen Park Social is offering a roll of toilet paper with their to-go orders, which I thought was pretty funny.
That is good.
Yeah, that is good. But no, there is a lot of trading going on. I would probably trade some Clorox wipes or hand sanitizer for some toilet paper.
You would?
Probably.
I would trade pretty much anything at this point for some Clorox wipes.
Okay, like what?
Name it. I don't know.
Your Peloton.
No, I am not giving my Peloton away.
How many rolls of toilet paper would it take to get that Peloton?
A lot, because I have a lot of baby wipes here that I could use instead.
Okay. I'm trying to think what I would trade. My PlayStation, my beloved PlayStation 4. Yeah,
You would trade that?
I need sanitizer. I'm running low at home. And soap, quite honestly. Like the good soap.
The bar soap?
Yeah, although... Dr. Sam said it doesn't really matter what you wash your hands with. It's the length of time you use to wash your hands. And Dr. Sam is a microbiologist from UNCC who studies this.
Yeah, but I feel a lot comfortable when I'm using the soap that has that bacteria.
Were you trying to say bacteria?
I don't know what it's called. It starts with a B. Okay. Bacterial, maybe, yeah.
Let's do this. Have you guys traded anything for sanitizer or toilet paper? Have you cut a deal? Are you a mechanic who says, hey, I'll fix your car if you give me, 10 rolls of toilet paper?
Okay. 704-570-9595. Call the show. We'd love to hear from you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
I don't know where everybody went, Producer Nicole.
What do you mean?
We're here.
I was yelling to you guys, are you here? And nobody responded back.
We were talking back, but your board wasn't set up right to where you can hear us.
Yeah, what a blessing that was. I had nice silence.
Jeff, this is cool.
Yeah, sure. No wonder. We've been trying to talk to you for the past 5 minutes. Oh. Nothing from you.
Sorry about that. Okay.
But we're talking about, like, my car has been broken down many, many times, okay? It's old. It's, like, 7, 8 years old. But nowadays, Apple products, MacBooks, they're thousands of dollars. There's got to be, like, people's cars who are worth less than a laptop, you know?
I would think so.
Like, I'm pretty sure. I don't think I could get... For whatever the latest, biggest MacBook Pro exists, I don't think my car's worth that.
Somebody texted in and said they just bought a truck for $300. I mean, think about
that's a good deal.
No kidding, but think about the things that are worth $300.
Yeah.
Like Loren's electric bill.
Right?
Okay. At the Chateau.
You never know.
No.
But you got to be careful when you buy trucks for $300. My dad just bought a dump truck for like $400 or $500 at an auction. And evidently it doesn't reverse. And I'm like, when you're using a dump truck, Dad, I kind of think that's important. You're going to need to back up.
What does your dad need with a dump truck?
I don't know. He's got a cherry picker. He's got a motorcycle. He collects weird stuff.
Does he have a tractor to load it? Like even kids in the sandbox have like a tractor they can load their dump truck with.
Yep, he got a tractor at an auction. I honestly believe, you know that show American Pickers where they travel around and try to find things of value?
Yeah.
My dad's going to be on that show, and they're going to be picking through his crap to figure out what he has and what he doesn't have.
Hey, 704-570-9595. Roy wants to know, is your car, Kelly Blue Book, less than like your MacBook Pro, maybe
your iPhone,
your home entertainment center, like your TVs and your surround sound, if you have that? 704-570-9595. It is a funny question. Like the car that you have, whether it might be like your backup car or your everyday driving car, like, is it cheaper than your iPhone? That's crazy. It's crazy just to say, but then when you think about it, it is true.
iPhones are expensive. They're $1,000 if you want the latest and greatest.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Someone said that they would trade, by the way, a pack of toilet paper for Lysol spray, because we were talking about that before. 540 texted in and said, I work at an ABC liquor store, and I had a customer buy my last pint of Everclear 151, and they said they were going to trade their older neighbor for some toilet paper rolls. let's see. Someone texted in, 704, said my Kelly Blue Book on my car puts it at $600. The TV surround sound system that my my husband bought, $1,100.
And let me tell you, it's weird because you want the best like for a TV. But you're like, well, listen, that clunker outside, as long as it gets me from point A to point B, you know, and I don't die in the process, I'm good.
Right.
I'm good.
704 said my car is worth less than my textbooks this semester. That sucks.
You textbooks are expensive.
You didn't even get to use them. Right? I mean, the textbooks.
The school closed. Oh, yeah. I mean, but whenever I only did a few semesters in college and we never used our textbooks.
No, and then right, you're right, Lauren. I mean, with this semester, you're cut short anyway. Although, I know my neighbor goes to I think the University College of Charleston or something like that, and she's doing online courses where she has to check in. Like they're doing Zoom, y'all, where the professor's mm-hmm. there, the professor takes roll, and like you have to sit on the Zoom meeting for however length of time the class is to get credit mm-hmm. for it.
Zoom's pretty cool. You can even like raise your hand if you have a question. I saw. Like, it's built for teachers. You can interact. And this one teacher evidently enabled a tool where his whole class can write on his screen. And it was going viral on TikTok, and it was funny because all the kids were writing, like, in the header. And he's like, okay, all right, guys, that's fun. You can stop now. And he goes, thanks, by the way, for not writing over my work. And with that, someone writes all over his work.
Oh, digitally. That's funny. That's good stuff. All right. Yeah. For any information you need about the coronavirus, like we said, locally or nationally, you can always head over to kiss95.1.com. Our digital department still firing on all cylinders, and they kind of vet out the important stuff and put some other, you know, information in there that you need locally. It's all up at kiss95.1.com. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Lauren will get us updated on the very latest from Hollywood so we can keep tabs on what's going on in the real world, not this fake world we're in, which, by the way, we're now an hour and 10 minutes into the stay-at-home orders. How's everybody doing? Roy, Lauren, are you guys with us? Do you guys? Yeah, okay, now I can hear you again.
Okay.
Everything's fine. There's nothing. I don't feel anything different than an hour ago.
Me neither. And if you were practicing safe social distancing, you shouldn't feel that big of a difference between yesterday and today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. I agree. All right. Don't go anywhere, you guys. Stay at home. Stay safe. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face.
Manny, Roy, and Lorraine at KISS95.1.
Before Lorraine gets to the dirty and gives us a little celebrity gossip, I just put up a blog at KISS95.1.com. Roy and Loren, how many times do you think Disney World in Florida has been closed, if you had to take a guess?
I would say 6-7 times.
I'm going to go less than that. I'm going to say 4 times.
9 times.
Ooh, 9 times.
But
okay.
Disney World was opened, I believe, in 1982-ish, and the first time it closed was in 1999.
For a hurricane? What was it for?
Hurricane Floyd.
Okay.
September 15th, 1999. So it made it through almost 2 decades without closing. Then listen to this. This is where it gets weird. It closed in 99, closed in 2001 after September 11th attacks. Then it closed in 2004 3 times.
Whoa, is that like a bad hurricane year?
Hurricane Charlie, Hurricane Francis, Hurricane Jeannie. Then it closed in October. So then it goes 12 years without closing. And then closes October 7th for Hurricane Matthew. This is Disney World. And then Hurricane Irma in September of 2017. Hurricane Dorian in September 3rd of 2019, and the coronavirus pandemic March 15th, supposedly to March 31st, but that'll probably be extended.
Yeah, but this will probably be the longest stint of time they've ever been closed.
But I'm guessing this is the first time ever it's ever closed due to like this, like a pandemic, a virus.
That's right. Yeah. What I just find unusual is that it opened in 82, didn't close till 99, you know, and then went 12 more years. And then all of a sudden it's all crunched together, all these weird closures. Disney opened in 1971. I don't think Disney World, you're right, opened in 1971. So it went a long time without closing. Somebody just texted.
Okay. So, you want to know some other weird things?
Yes.
McDonald's is cutting its all-day breakfast due to coronavirus.
Really?
Yeah.
Roy, you don't just lay something like that on us without giving us a heads up.
Right?
You say you won't be able to get your McMuffin at 3 o'clock in the afternoon because of corona.
This virus is really starting to irritate me.
Yeah. But all right, Lorraine, what's going on in Hollywood?
All right, so Lori Loughlin, she's demanding that her college cheating case against her and her husband be thrown out. And the two stars were in front of a court yesterday claiming misconduct by the government. Now, if this doesn't work to be thrown out, the two are set to be in trial starting in early October. And if they're convicted, they could spend up to 50 years in prison. Bindi Irwin, she has been planning her wedding, poor girl, I feel so bad for her, for almost a year. And thanks to the coronavirus, they had to change everything at the very last minute. The two ended up saying I do just hours before the Australian government issued their curfew, saying that ceremonies would have to be limited to 5 people. And they already had a small wedding, but they wanted everybody that they wanted to be there. So they ended up exchanging vows at the Australian Zoo in a very small ceremony.
You know what's funny is yesterday, Dean, for some reason, he was eating chicken tenders and he's at the mm-hmm. table and I'm in the other side of the kitchen and he goes, Dad, feed me like Steve Irwin. I have this video. I'll post
it up.
Like
he's a crocodile?
Yeah, he wanted to be fed like a crocodile. I think I'm going to put it on TikTok too. And he's on the ground laying down on his belly with his arms behind his back, and I'm dropping the chicken tender into his mouth, and he's snapping at it. I swear.
Okay. He loves the crocodile.
He really does.
And also, if you're a billionaire, you know, maybe $1 million is nothing to you between friends, but apparently that's how Kylie Jenner feels. She just gave $1 million to Los Angeles area hospitals. And the doctor who delivered Stormy for her posted it and announced it on her Instagram page and said that she's speechless, her eyes are filled with tears, that she's overwhelmed with gratitude because that money can now go towards masks, face shields, and other protective gear that their healthcare workers were lacking at that point. Meanwhile, Kylie's doing good stuff, but Kendall, her sister, is under some scrutiny after she posted on Instagram a picture of her revving her red convertible on Insta stories, and she was out and about, and people were thinking that she wasn't taking the coronavirus seriously. But she says, listen, I'm taking it very seriously, but I also don't think it's a bad idea to go out and get some fresh air in a safe distance from other people.
Is that it? Is that what's going on in the world?
That's it. Okay. You can check out more information at kiss951.com.
Thanks, Lorraine. Roy, remind everyone about the MRL show's Operation Kids Care. We had a lot of good feedback about that today.
Yes, you can have your kid make cards for the elderly that's inside assisted living. You know, they cannot see their family. No one's allowed in and out unless it's an emergency because of COVID-19. So you can have your kid make a card for the people that are inside the facilities, mail them to us where we'll sanitize and we'll deliver. We have our address at 1520 South Boulevard, Suite 300 in Charlotte. We have that address up at kiss951.com. If you send us a DM, we'd be more than happy to respond with our address. But we're trying to get 1,000 cards for the elderly. It's called Operation Kids Care. And you can, like I said before, get all the details online.
And head over to kiss951.com for all the information that you need on the coronavirus. We are back tomorrow, and I'm feeling like it's going to be a really good stay-home Friday free-for-all. Just getting a vibe, y'all, that we're throwing it back. Old school. Yep. If you missed anything today, go listen to the podcast. It'll be up on the Kiss 95.1 app and 24/7 at kiss95.1.com. You can hear Mayor Vi Lyles on today. And you can also hear from a council member who talked about what it means to stay in place and the kind of the importance of it for all of us to do that. Okay. All right, Roy, say goodbye to everyone. Cameron's up next.
Well, goodbye, everyone.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.